And we are back here live on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah all across the nation at 866-972-7247. And we've got some conversations to be had because tonight we're going to delve into what the stars and the moon and the planets have in store for us. And we've got to take a look at what Stacy Holler has to say. So I've got my dear friend Stacy Holler joining us right now, and we know the planets are getting ready to do some shaking up, and I need to hear from Stacy. What's going on? Stacy Holler, how are you tonight?
I'm happy to be here with you, as always.
Good.
And it's the month of Gemini. Happy birthday, Sarah Spiritual. What a great show you had last week, and all the Geminis.
Yes, Gemini season.
So we got a lot going on this month, and everybody wants to know what's happening, especially when we hear that Saturn might be in the mix, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking there's a shakeup. I'm thinking there's some thwarting going on. I'm thinking it could get icky for a minute. So please, what's going to happen?
Well, let's take a look. Because, you know, as we look at all of our signs and our rising signs, and we want to see what's the energies going on this month. So tomorrow we have a new moon in Gemini. So we'll take a look at where that is in our lives, because that will help us envision where we want the next 6 months to go. So we'll take a look at that. And then there's a full moon in Capricorn on the 21st. And that's the time that we're going to see how are those New Year's resolutions that we made, because this is a 6 month cycle of our New Year's resolution. So we'll see how we're doing there and what might pop up on that day for us. And then I think we need to pay a little attention to a Saturn return. And that is happening at the end of the month on the 29th. I know when people hear Saturn, it's like, is that all about? But actually, when we talk about retrogrades, I always say it's the way the universe is telling us we need to pause and take a look. And I know that everybody wants to know, well, what will that mean? And what is that about Saturn? So Saturn is known as the Lord of Karma. It tells us where our responsibilities lie, and it helps us bear our karma so we can pass life's tests. We all need Saturn in our lives. That's how we make things happen. That's our responsibilities. And it sounds scary, but like everything else, it really is for our greater good. So we're going to take a look at where your Saturn retrograde is happening, because that's going to show you what you need to pay attention to, where you need to change your weaknesses into strengths, and where you need to get help. And just to top it off, Sarah, it's all in Pisces, which we talk about is the cleanup sign. So we'll take a look at knowledge is power, and we know where our energies are and where we need to go. That'll help us get through the month, right?
You're making it sound like it's going to be an icky month, Stacy Holler. Oh, Lord.
It's not written. No. I wouldn't say icky, but I would say maybe let's pay attention.
All right. We're paying attention.
I think you would all agree that we need to pay attention. But what I loved about your topic tonight, that I talk about in every one of my sessions, that we don't make our contract with God to come into this life without bringing in tools to be successful. And the greatest tool we have is our heart and our gut and our intuition, right?
Correct.
Everything you were telling everybody tonight. So no matter how rough the energies may be, all the answers to keep steering us straight is to listen to our intuition, because I don't think anybody ever went wrong listening to their intuition. But I could raise my hand amongst many of us who find out what happens when we don't listen, right?
Yes, we all have those moments.
For sure. So, should we take a look at everybody's sign and see what we should pay attention to?
Yeah, I think we need to rock around the astrological clock. So, let's get a ticking, Stacy.
Let's get on board. All right. So, we're going to start with Aries. And for my Aries friends, tomorrow's new moon is in your third house, and that's about communications. So it's a new cycle for you to start a new project. Any ideas you have for a book or a blog or new plans for short trips, this could be what you should be envisioning tomorrow. Now, the full moon for you is in Capricorn in your 10th house, and that's all about career. So if your New Year's resolutions had to do with your career and your professional life, this may be a turning point for you on this full moon. Now, your Saturn retrograde is in your 12th house. That's what's behind closed doors. That means you're going to be doing some healing on a very internal, spiritual level. So go to a healer. Have a therapist help you. Saturn tells us where we could get our help. And you're working on cleaning up and changing old patterns. Now, Taurus, tomorrow's new moon is in your second house of money. So it's a good time to start planning new ways to bring in money, new projects you might want to start. And it could be a fresh start for finances. Your full moon is in the ninth house, travel, study, media, new ventures. So if you were planning a trip back in January, this might be the time that you actually get to go. Now, your Saturn in retrograde is in your house of friends, associations, but it's also technology. So, Taurus, don't jump into any new technology right away. Check your security. Go slowly. And everybody, this Saturn retrograde goes until November 15th, by the way. So don't be launching any new tech programs. Now, Gemini, happy birthday. Your new moon tomorrow is in your first house. It's your personal new year. You're kicking off a brand new six-month cycle for your own personal goals. So set your clear intentions. Your full moon is in the eighth house. That's shared resources, ventures with partners, money-making deals, real estate deals, or you might just get an inheritance that day. Now, your Saturn retrograde is in your house of career. So, Geminis, you need to take a look and really start thinking about your career and your plans. And if you need to get help in that regard, this is a time to get help in setting your goals and pay attention to the details. Cancer, the new moon tomorrow is in your 12th house. You especially, you're very intuitive, Cancer, and you're going to be really intuitive on this new moon. So be listening to your gut feelings. You're in clearing house mode. So meditation would be great for you. Your full moon is in the seventh house, relationships, committed relationships. Maybe now you'll see a change in one of those. It could be the should I stay or should I go moment. And your Saturn retrograde is in your ninth house, and that's the house of expansion and trips. So I wouldn't necessarily launch the trip, but it's a great planning time. Maybe you want to think about returning to school. Time to do your research and planning. Now, Leo, the new moon tomorrow is in your house of friends and groups. It's your network. It's your tech projects. So what do you envision for the next 6 months? Who do you want to put, what teams do you want to put together to achieve your goals? And your full moon is in the sixth house of everyday life, of organization, of health. So now is the time for you on this full moon, Leo, to get that new habits in order and make that doctor's appointment. And it's also the house of pets. So maybe somebody's going to take in a stray that day. Now, the Saturn retrograde for you is in your house of shared resources. So for you, it's planning time, consolidating time, pay off those debts. Virgo, the new moon for you is in your 10th house of career. So you need to be envisioning about a promotion, if that's what you want. What do you need to put in place? You got to plant the seeds if you want to find a new job. Now is the time to do it for you. And your full moon in the fifth house is in your house of romance and children. So at that full moon, maybe you want to make something permanent. Maybe you decide it's not something you want to make permanent. Or maybe, since it's the house of children, you hear about a pregnancy or someone has an adoption. Now, your Saturn retrograde is in your seventh house of committed relationships, so you need to pay attention to that aspect of your life and really consider what's been looming out there and what you need to pay attention to, whether it's in a committed marriage relationship or in your business relationship. Now's the time to look at those unresolved issues. Now, Libra, your new moon tomorrow is in your ninth house of travel and study, media. What do you want to learn? What do you want to take to the next level? It's also the media, so it's time to plan that blog or podcast. Your full moon is in the fourth house of home and family. So great time for family gatherings. Have that barbecue in your backyard. Maybe it's time to plan a move or a relo or a renovation, but something might change in your living situation. And your Saturn retrograde is in your sixth house. So that's health. And that's everyday life. So you need to look at your routines and your self-care and what you need to get rid of in your everyday life to make room for what you need to be doing. Now, Scorpio, the new moon for you tomorrow is in your eighth house. For you, it is shared resources and your intimate relationships. So you might be thinking about making something official, but think it through over the next 6 months of what you want that close intimate relationship to be. And your full moon is in your house of communication. So if you've been working on a project in January that you were envisioning, now could be a real turning point for you. What were you planning in January to happen? So it's also your neighborhood and siblings. So you might see something happen around those areas on that full moon. Now, your Saturn retrograde is in your fifth house of children and romance. So take a look at that love affair. Is it working for you? Do you have projects that you need to kind of reconsider? And yes, Scorpions, you might have some old lover reappear. Doesn't mean you have to go for it, but they may come back. Now, Sag, the new moon is in your seventh house of committed relationships, so maybe you want to make a partnership official. So take a look at what you want to happen in those relationships. You might meet somebody, if you're single, Sag, around that new moon, or a new business relationship could start for you. Your full moon is in the second house of money. So what were you envisioning in January? Were you thinking about how to make new money? Something could be a turning point for you now. Good time for your finance planning. And your Saturn retrograde is in home and family. So you need to take a look at what do you have to fix in that area of your life. You need to slow down and make some plans. You need to breathe and make some space. Capricorn, the new moon tomorrow, sixth house, work, health, even pets. Look at your habits. What do you want your health to look like over the next 6 months? So you need to get to the gym if you need to and prioritize. Your full moon is in your first house. It's all about you. What is your passion? The next full moon is also in Capricorn. So this is very powerful for you, Capricorns. So particularly for you, what did you envision back on January 11th? It could come together now for you. And your Saturn retrograde is in your third house, which is your neighborhood, your siblings, as well as communications. Maybe you want to return to school and learn something new or resurrect an old project. Aquarius, your new moon in the fifth house tomorrow, romance. Maybe that fling might turn into something real. It's a great fun night, a great date night, and if you're single, get out. And your full moon in the 12th, that's rest meditation time. That's inner work on the full moon. That's closures. You're going to need to start releasing what you need to release so you can move on. And your Saturn retrograde is in your house of money and finance. So you need to kind of stop and plan new ways of making money. Or what's the next step in your career? Or trying to reevaluate your finances. And Pisces, the new moon for you tomorrow is in home and family. So what are you thinking about? A renovation? Are you thinking about moving? Now's the plan. You might just want to redecorate. Your full moon is in your house of friends and groups. So something could definitely come to fruition for a collaboration you've been working on, or you might just meet the new group of people that's going to get you to your goals. And your Saturn retrograde is in your first house, so you need to look inside and see what are your real passions, what are your plans for personal growth. If you need a coach, if you need training, if you need a spiritual advisor, time to get what you need. So, Sarah, it's really not that crazy if we all kind of take a pause and look at what we need to look at, because the whole point really is for us to grow and move on and leave room for new things. It's not always fun, but it is for our greater good. And your message was really clear tonight. The best way to navigate it is listen to your heart, listen to your intuition. Isn't that Absolutely. Always the plan?
It is the plan, but we all know when things are moving and shaking all around us, it can be challenging to remind our human self that we have to go down deep within our heart and really pay attention. So, Stacy, let's just address this Saturn thing one more time. It's going to be retrograde till when?
November 15th.
So a lot of these things that we're talking about in each individual person's house, it will be like not just this month, but over a period of time between now and November, that some things can crop up for us to take a look at, to review, to adjust if necessary. Is that correct?
Yes, and if you think about the purpose of this in our lives, it's to point out to us this is an area that you need to pay attention to in your evolution to attain perfection as we evolve through our lives. So that's not going to happen in a day. It's going to point to that house and make us stop and say, okay, I need some help here. This is where I need to address it. Saturn is the energy that rules mentors and coaches and where we need help. Mm-hmm. So it's the unresolved issues. Now, they're unresolved because we kind of don't like to pay attention to them. And it's very easy ignoring them, not that they go away. And at some point in all of our journeys here, we have what's called Saturn returns, where in our own personal birth chart, Saturn comes back to the same place where we were born and knocks on the door and says, so how you doing on this path?
Absolutely.
And by the way, you're really not doing so good. So I'm going to shake you up for your greater good so you can evolve. So, yeah, it's a mixed bag. It's not easy. But you know God and our guides and our angels have our back.
They do. They absolutely do. And I know we're going to be kicking off quite a few retrogrades as the months come and progress as we come to the close of the year. So I know you're going to have a lot to report on retrogrades when we come back next month, as things are kind of heating up in the astrological skies. But as always, Stacy, we greatly appreciate your insight. And those of you who are looking to have your birth chart done, Stacy is available. And you can contact her at destinyinthestars.com. And there you have the opportunity to register for your reading. And she can give you quite a lot of insight as to how all of these planets are impacting you, and also what some of your important lessons and experiences are meant to be in this lifetime. And if you ask me, we all need that insight. Stacy, we appreciate your taking the time to be with us again for our wonderful astrological report.
Oh, my pleasure. I love being with you, and look forward to next month.
We look forward to next month. Thank you so much, Stacy Holler at destinyinthestars.com. Have a great night, Stacy. Bye for now.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Bye.